AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Iran will not develop a nuclear weapon. We're being told that is the promise in the agreement announced this morning in Vienna.
Iran reaffirms that under no circumstances will Iran ever seek, develop, or acquire any nuclear weapons.
Federica Mogherini speaking for the world powers who bargained with Tehran for 18 days. In Tehran, the Iranian president Hassan Rouhani has said a new chapter has begun in his nation's relations with the world. President Obama says this deal is not based on trust. He just spoke at the White House, and our Mark Smith is there live.
Rita, the president says Iran will be stripped of much of its fuel, stockpile, and equipment, and face tough limits on future work.
Every pathway to a nuclear weapon is cut off. And the inspection and transparency regime necessary to verify that objective will be put in place.
So he says it would be irresponsible to walk away from the deal, and he's vowing to veto any move in Congress to torpedo it. Meantime, he says the accord offers the hope of a new beginning with Iran after decades of hostility, and he says we should seize that opportunity. Rita?
This morning, though, an angry Israel is calling this deal a bad mistake of historic proportions, saying it allows Tehran to continue terrorizing the region. Word just in that we've made it to Pluto. Well, by NASA's calculations, anyway.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A NASA spacecraft should just have made its closest approach to Pluto moments ago. This is an unprecedented 3 billion mile journey. The New Horizons spacecraft is taking photos and collecting information. The U.S. now the only nation ever to have visited every single planet in the solar system. This is AP Radio News. The sequel to the American classic To Kill a Mockingbird is now on sale. Harper Lee's newly discovered novel Go Set a Watchman went on sale at midnight, and things were hopping in Lee's hometown of Monroeville, Alabama, the model for the fictional town in both books. Bookstore owner Spencer Madri.
We've been building up to this for a long time, and it was great to finally see the excitement on people's faces and see what the anticipation that's been built up around this book release.
But at the same time, there is controversy over word that Atticus Finch, the lawyer who defended a wrongly accused black man in Mockingbird, is portrayed as a racist 20 years later in Watchmen. Said one woman, "I'm ready to be mad." Thunderstorms are in the forecast for tonight's All-Star game in Cincinnati. They're ready to postpone for a day if they have to, but they haven't done that since 1969. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.